It's a Tuesday afternoon. We're now joined by Don Day. He's a day weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming, though he's traveling today on the winter meeting circuit and some other things. I think you're where, in Sioux City, or are you in Sioux Falls?
Sioux Falls.
Well, there you go. So you didn't get away from Cheyenne to find better conditions, though. I think they have a lot of snow, don't they?
Yeah, no, I need to pick places that are warmer, that's for sure.
Yeah, so tell me about the cold and the snow that's making its way or has made its way across the bulk of the Corn Belt, especially those western areas where a lot of cattle are outside.
Yeah, and I tell you, we're in a pattern that's going to be very stressful on livestock producers across a large swath of the nation. As we currently do have a storm system moving through the Midwest right now and into the Great Lakes. It's bringing another round of snow and cold, and there are more systems coming. They're spaced about 2 days apart. I would put these in the category of clippers. They're coming out of Alberta, sliding southeast into the Rockies and turning east. And every time one of these come through, they're going to drag in some Arctic air and a brief period of snowfall and some very cold wind chills. And anytime there's a warming trend, it's going to be maybe a day or two at very most before the next wave of cold comes in. And this is a pattern, Todd, that is going to stick with us probably for at least a week to 10 days before there's any relief.
So we have quite a bit of snow on the ground. Will these clippers bring dustings or very much more snow?
You know, each one of these has got the potential to drop in that 1 to 3 to 2 to 4 inch range. So not a lot of snow. Problem is, though, the frequency of these, with the fact that it's staying cold, it's piling up. It's starting to add up, and it's going to be hard to melt away. So that's going to cover the ground in many areas and keep livestock producers busy, keeping those feeding schedules going.
Yeah, I think the biggest problem may be that if it gets warm enough, you get an ice layer on top, and then you start to build up a snow, a little ice, snow, a little ice, snow, a little ice. And it's hard for livestock and any other animal to break through that. So it'll be interesting to talk with you over time about this. When we look out to next week, how many of these two-day systems do you think we'll get between then and now?
They just keep going. Probably this is a pattern that's got a good 7 to 10 days in it. So we've got another pretty strong push of cold air and snow coming in Sunday night, Monday into the Rockies, and that would put it Tuesday into Wednesday across the upper Midwest and Plain States, and then probably another one towards the following weekend. So it is going to go well into early February with these systems about every 2 or 3 days.
And I should be careful when I talk about ice. I'm talking about snow, and then we freeze, and then snow, and we freeze on top. Not ice that would be accumulating on trees and such and cause a whole lot more damage in terms of the electrical grid and trees. Turn your attention to South America now. What do we know about changes there, if any at all?
Well, really not too many changes, although there's been a little more rain in some of the key growing areas of Brazil. That is still an area of concern with some dryness and heat that's really gone on for a good 3 or 4 weeks now. There hasn't been a change, and we don't expect a major change in that pattern here for a little bit longer. Argentina is faring well, but a few dry areas showing up there as well.
Hey, thanks so much, Don.
Thanks, Todd.
That's Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. One other note from Don. I asked him if there were any analogous years to this one. 77, 78, when there was so much snow. That's the year he thought that this actually looked like, at least at this point. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.